Concours IENA, session 2012, épreuve orale d'anglais. Début du dialogue 1.
Kimberly Marrowbone, a journalist whose specialist area is manufacturing industries, has joined me today to discuss a question that many Americans are asking. Kimberly, is there a crisis in the US manufacturing industry today?
Depending on what statistics you trust, the United States is either the number one or number two manufacturer in the world. China may have surpassed us in the past year or two. But whatever our country's rank, its manufacturing output continues to grow strongly. American manufacturers have continued to thrive as global competition has intensified. In the past decade, the flow of goods emerging from U.S. factories has risen by about a third.
But Americans are still struggling to find work. The U.S. unemployment rate has dropped from the 10% it hit in 2009, but it's still above 8%. More than 8.5 million jobs have been lost since 2007.
That's true, and it's because our factories are producing more with fewer workers. After the Depression, there was a steady growth in manufacturing employment until the early 1980s. Then the number of jobs stayed pretty flat until 1999. After that year, the number of Americans working in manufacturing jobs collapsed. About as many Americans work in manufacturing today as did at the end of the Depression. But the American population is more than twice as large today.
What caused this collapse of manufacturing employment?
In U.S. factories today, there are far more high-tech machines, far fewer people, and entirely different demands on the workers who remain. A typical skilled worker runs advanced computer-controlled machines. After graduating from high school, these skilled workers have done at least 2 years of technical education involving algebra, calculus, programming languages, etc. After acquiring 5 years of on-the-job experience, they're put in charge of computer-controlled machines.
And what was the situation before computer-controlled machines were introduced?
A computer-run machine performs a whole series of operations that previously would have been done by many simple single-step machines, each with its own operator. It was the operator who manually adjusted and controlled the simple machine he was working on, and it was fairly easy to train newcomers to run these machines. Today it's a computer that adjusts and controls the machines, so the operator needs to know how to talk to the computer.
So what kind of work is carried out by unskilled labor in today's factories?
Unskilled workers still work on simple machines. Their job is to place the parts in the machine and push a button. The machine carries out the operation and then releases the part once it's been completed. Teaching someone to operate this kind of machine takes a few minutes.
If the operator simply has to place parts in the machine, couldn't the company replace the unskilled worker by a robot?
That would be easy, but the company calculates which costs more over a 2-year period, a worker or a robot. If employing a worker for 2 years costs less than a robot, they keep the worker. But if the cost of the robot comes down, then it would probably make sense to invest in the robot.
But couldn't a hard-working, unskilled worker hope to become a skilled worker by means of training?
A decade ago, a smart, industrious worker might have persuaded his company to help him do that. But today there's a huge gap between the unskilled and skilled levels. It doesn't make financial sense for companies to invest in years of training for someone who in the end might prove unable to pick up the skills required. Industrial profit margins are notoriously small, and manufacturers are under constant pressure to lower their costs, while at the same time they have to contend with rising raw material prices.
So the double shock we're experiencing today, globalization and computer-aided industrial production, means that the rewards for being skilled grow and the opportunities for unskilled Americans diminish.
Those Americans who are in favorable circumstances and have the right abilities are likely to get the right skills and eventually thrive. The big difficulty we're faced with is, what can we do to solve all the problems that keep people from acquiring skills?
Fin du dialogue 1.